This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, with senior leaders of various political parties holding multiple rallies and roadshows in the two states to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings at Akola and Nanded in Maharashtra today. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune, Sangli and Satara. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold poll meetings in Nagpur. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Bid. Polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, elections to the 81-member state assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion of the Foundation Day of Uttarakhand. In a social media post, the Vice President said, "Uttarakhand is blessed with pristine beauty and spiritual richness." He wished that the blessed state continues to flourish and scale greater progress and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Uttarakhand for its outstanding strides in development, noting that the state is leading in various domains. Addressing the nation virtually on the occasion of the 25th Foundation Day of Uttarakhand today, he also highlighted that the nation will see the resolution of Vikasit Uttarakhand for a Vikasit Bharat being fulfilled in these 25 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also greeted the citizens of Uttarakhand on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to the same period last year. He also informed that to manage the crowd and avoid stampede-like situations at platforms, holding areas have been set up at several stations including Patna, Danapur, Rajendranagar, Samastipur and other major stations. The Secunderabad Shalimar Weekly Express train derailed near Nalpur station of Kharagpur Division in West Bengal during the early hours today. The South Central Railway authorities told our correspondent that one parcel van and two coaches of the Shalimar Express have derailed. However, there is no casualty or major injury in the incident. The officials further informed that the rescue and restoration process is in progress. At least five people were killed and several others injured after a bus collided with a parked vehicle on the Agra-Lucknow Expressway in Ferozabad district. According to Superintendent of Police, Rural Ferozabad, Akhilesh Bhadodia, the bus was en route from Mathura to Lucknow when the accident occurred near Thana Nasirpur on the Agra-Lucknow Expressway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata's life reminds that true leadership is measured not just by one's achievements, but by one's ability to care for the most vulnerable. In an op-ed in a national daily, Mr. Modi said, "It has been a month since Ratan Tata left the mortal world, but his absence is deeply felt across every segment of society, not only in the nation, but around the world." In billiards, India's Pankaj Advani advanced to the final of the IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format in Doha, Qatar. He defeated his compatriot Saurav Kothari 4-2 in the semi-final yesterday. Meanwhile, Saurav settled for the bronze medal. The 27-time world champion Pankaj Advani will now face England's Robert Hall in the final. Hall, a seasoned competitor, earned his berth in the final by overcoming Singapore's Peter Gilchrist 4-1. In badminton, India's Kiran George lost to Thailand's Kunlavut Vithitsern 12-21-20-22 in the men's singles semi-final today at the Korea Masters tournament at Iksan in South Korea. Earlier in the quarterfinal clash yesterday, George defeated fifth-seeded Japan's Takuma Obayashi in straight sets 21-14-21-16 to reach the semi-finals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.